Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And now we think we have information about sunscreens that may be really bad for us.
Sunscreens are bad.
Yep. It looks like all this time that you've been putting on the sunscreen, you're thinking that you're doing yourself good. It looks like they're all just terrible.
Worthless.
Well, the Environmental Working Group, which is like that Nutritional Action newsletter that you like so much. Every year they put out their information about which are the best sunscreens. And this year, there looks like there's some information that's quite alarming. First of all, almost all they only, out of 500 sunscreens that were out there, I think they only picked like 30 of them that were, or 39 that actually made the list that were considered safe and effective. And the problems that they have with them, first of all, there's hormone-disrupting chemicals like oxybenzone that gets through the skin and enters the bloodstream, which is no good. We don't want that. And then also that there's overstated claims of the performance. So, like, for instance, when you see, like, SPF 30 or SPF 45...
They're exaggerating.
...or SPF 100, what it really means is that it's not. It's really like SPF 3. Because, first of all, nobody puts on the appropriate amount.
We're putting a burqa.
We're not even coming close to applying it the way that it's supposed to be applied. The other thing that's also alarming is the fact that they're finding that vitamin A and any of its derivatives, like retinol or retinol palmitate, may speed up the cancer and that sunscreen is supposed to prevent. So that if it has vitamin A in it, it's showing that's not good. Now, this is information. These were studies that were actually done by the FDA. That were done about 10 years ago, and they actually have updated stuff that this is information we knew years and years ago but haven't done anything about. So, and now the FDA is claiming that they know nothing of it. Even though they were the ones that actually performed the studies, mm-hmm. They're saying they lost it.
You can't expect them to hold on to documents for 10
right.
years, Doctor.
So I wanted to give you a couple that are out there. And if you go to this environmental, it's called the EWG.org, 2010 sunscreen. They give you a list of their best out there. Here's a couple of them. I think you're going to have to find them online. I don't think you'll be able to find them in a store. Like Whole Foods might carry some, but I'm not sure. But companies like California Baby, Beyond Coastal, Badger, All Terrain. You know how popular all these are.
Yes, this is not the Hawaiian Tropic. I didn't hear you say Hawaiian Tropic.
No. The ones that I have, I had to throw them all away. I spent a good $100 worth of sunscreens that I now have to get rid of. And there's one also I think Whole Foods carries, which is called Think Baby and Think Sport.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.